This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Kanye Grace, shout out to him. Utige straight. Is him or he? Kusiam gizoboshwa. The title of that one, it's called Strangers. Sekhona usithandwa sethu. Unegama elihle, by the way. I don't want to lie. Your name, hayi angifuna ukuqamba manga. Lihle kakhulu, unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
I'm good, I'm fine. Ngiphilile kakhulu. The weather outside, it's giving. Yeah, inhle kakhulu. Mhlambe, maybe ungasixoxela ukuthi ukuqhamuka kwegama usithandwa sethu. Because it is a nice name. Siqale lapho nje singakayi kude. Laqhamuka kanjani leli gama? For sure elabazali bathi mabebuka yebo sengiyaphapha manje. Elabazali bathi mabebuka bathi no lengane isithandwa sethu.
Yes, so vele liqhamuka kubazali, and it's even more complex mayicabanga because igama lesizulu but Mpedi.
Mpedi,
so it becomes
so that's why I decided to not say your surname because yeah. You're born with hey, ngaze ngikhuluma into
errong. Yeah. So yes, igama lakathandwa sethu. Liqhamuka from my parents back at home in Joburg. Ngaphangisele esikoleni sokufunda.
Yeah.
I'm doing my diploma in accounting. I'm a first year student.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The accountant. Oh wow. Mhlambe usushilo ukuthi uqhamuka kuphi nendawo. Sithandwa sethu. I decided to invite you today because ngiyabona ukuthi most of the people out there, if usikhuluma about i-support yabantu besifazane towards each other, incane kakhulu. Omunye uzothi, hey, Belindelo, like one of my colleagues, uthe abantu besifazane ingakho bebizwa ngabafazi ngoba bafabazi. Yabo. So, uthi thina nje siyazondana. Asikho. We don't have that good relationship. Omunye izolo uthe ayi la ngihlala khona uthe nje vele samantombazane angesikwazi ukuhlala sonke ndawonye endaweni eyodwa. Mhlambe when you hear the phrase ethi supporting umuntu wesifazane, women support another woman, yini efika emqondweni wakho?
So in my experience, I've actually had the opposite effect. Mina, I believe that women supporting women, it immediately what comes to mind is sisterhood.
Yeah, sisterhood, yes.
Sisterhood.
Yes.
Upliftment.
Yes, true.
It's about being there for each other, you know, carrying each other when life gets heavy, because it does get heavy, or it will get heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
And sharing opportunities. Sharing opportunities,
true,
which is with each other without holding back, and celebrating each other's wins. You know, it's less about these pity words. You know, I can just use the word with the woman, uplifting woman, but what it means in a deeper sense is showing up and making one another feel seen and supported. And knowing ukuthi you're never alone.
Mhlambe ikuyiwena on your own experience ngokubona kwakhe esikhathini sanamhlanje. Do you think they do support each other more than before? Or do you still have a long way to go ukuthi sula siyakhe leya support towards each other kubona?
Yeah, I think we've definitely grown.
Yeah.
We have definitely progressed from, I think, 15, 20 years back. Manje, women are building strong bonds.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shared experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, such as motherhood,
inking
as I say, msebenzini. No manje, just the social expectations, you know, and how we navigate it. But I do think, Uguti, there's still a lot of work to do in breaking the mindset, competition.
Yeah.
The competition mindset, Uguti, there's this thing obviously when we see omunye umuntu wesifazana, we immediately see our competition.
Wrong in lokho.
It is
wrong.
I believe that it is wrong, because there's always been this thing of because of also the situations or the circumstances. Usually angeti, we are in male dominated fields, and so you see less women. I wish it were a thing of I see omunye umuntu wesifazana nami ngifuna ukumsiza.
I want
to empower her. I want her ukuthi naye ngelinye ilanga abambe lesihlalo lesi or go higher.
I like that. Ngiyathanda kakhulu lawo mazwi. You've mentioned the competition. Mhlambe wena why do you think sometimes yindaba yini le yenza ukuthi gcine sekune competition instead of a collaboration between bona abantu besifazane ngawumona ngayini ethi nami eyinyefuna mhlambe iyobona icisha kukhulu into wrong nje yabona yabo.
So I think a lot of it comes from the belief ukuthi there's only a few spaces for women. Yabona, so ama choices were to they're unfairly pitted, so we are unfairly pitted against each other. Like we have challenges such as career versus workplace, you know, or career versus family, rather. But when we create ama spaces built on itemba, it's with mentorship at work, no ma style groups, schooling, we see how naturally, because naturally women lift each other up. Unnaturally and naturally women lift each other up. And it's about creating ama systems that make a collaboration of not the competition.
Sandra, cisha ngathi sithando sami. Igama lakho, lijulile igama lakho. Mhlambe sisazoya kophuza amanzi then come back with the interview. Mhlambe, what are some simple everyday ways women can uplift each other? It's either emsebenzini, in a community, at church, at home, or anywhere.
So emsebenzini, it's very simple. Just give credits where credit is due. Giving credit to uthi, umsebenzi wami. Usually in management positions, you'll find ukuthi the manager takes ama ideas from ama inferiors wife.
Yeah.
So if we can just give a shout out, a simple shout out, or just sharing like informal mentorship, like sharing ama tips with a coworker and a figure, grabbing something after work, brainstorming naye, umlalele. It does build trust. And then in the community, we can do simple things like organizing a skill-based sharing meetup. Like a ECB workshop. Sisizane nathi. Or just ufike nje umuntu ku social yakhe, don't, negatively comment. Say something nice. Say something, give a compliment. Umtshela ukuthi, I love your hair, I love your outfit. I love what you're doing. Just the small gestures. It's always the small gestures. And that's how we all celebrate our big wins.
0681608832. You've got a question to Usandwa Sethu. You can share that question. It's Kuluma about his support toward Abantu Besifazane Bebodwa. I'm coming up next with a full story. It's a singenage deep gyon.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
Thembekile's parents supported dreams at MUT.
When they got a message from Debt Tracker, they knew paying monthly was key. Monthly payments ensure I can graduate on time.
Pay your fees monthly. It's the right thing to do. For any concerns, contact Ms. Bongile Mzizi at 031-907-7470 or Ms. Tulile Tlele at 031-907-7176. MUT makes it easier for you to pay your...
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Hi. are you even real? Or did I make you up? How could someone like you wanna give me love? Don't think I deserve it, but I can't get enough. You're so beautiful, spiritual, more like a miracle. Part of me said that you might be invisible. So good to be true. So, are you made up in my head, or are you in my bedroom? Questions that I ask ever since I met you. Tell me, are you something from a dream or something that I made up? Questions that I ask every time I wake up.
You never do too much. Now you steal enough from me. I can feel the rush. Even when you slow dance for me. Looking at you laying right there. Are you from this world? I swear you're beautiful, spiritual. I just want you to know. Is it I pretend it's something I'm in real? I don't know what to think. It's all a dream. I don't wanna wake up.
Are you real? Coming through on MUT Radio, shaping all the future by Teddy Swims. Ukona lapana no Givian. I'm the king of OB. Usa kona ustano said to. Was that right? I saw you drinking water. I love it. Let us just keep the ball rolling. Skuluma about support abantu besifazane towards each other. Ukuthi ngabe siyayibona iyenzeka yini. And I like the fact that she just some others in mind said ukuthi abantu besifazane they do hate each other, but you are giving another different perspective towards that. Ukuthi ene abantu besifazane kuyenzeka siyakubona esikhathini samanje. They do support each other. Mhlambe, to keep the ball rolling, from your perspective, what role should amadoda play ekuthenini basupporte abantu besifazane in problems ababhekana nawo emsebenzini? Hey, kodwa emsebenzini mase ngikusupporta sisobabili, they will think of something else. But you see, but yini le thina as abantu besilisa need to do, or rather yiphi le support eniyidingayo towards team?
So abantu besilisa, because bona they have a huge voice,
mm-hmm.
And influence,
mm-hmm.
That's how they can make umehluko bona. You know, that just simply means to amplify ama ideas for abantu besifazana. You know, creating ama spaces for them, kuma conversations, and backing them up. You know, not just backing with words, but with action.
Mm-hmm.
And it, because it's easy to be overlooked when the room is loud with amanya amazi.
Yeah.
But when indoda chooses to echo a voice yomuntu esifazana and one more pay credits, it just makes sure and it ensures that yena she's heard, and it changes the entire dynamic.
Ukumlalela nje kuko. Mhlambe kunalento thina abantu besilisa esiyake si get wrong ekuthalini masimele support abantu besifazane. Hayi, we need to support them financially. You see, maybe majority of abantu besilisa bacabanga lokho. Mhlambe wena ngokubona kwakho yiphi lento wrong esaye siyiget wrong if nikukhulunywa nge support toward abantu besifazane, and how can they improve kukona lokho?
Yes, a lot of the times abantu besilisa, you hear them, they'll cheer from the sideline.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think, Uti, just that is enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about actively getting involved, creating ama opportunities for women, challenging ama views, a bias, and ensuring that women have the same access to ama spaces, nama resources. Wow. And another thing is assuming, Uti, they already know what's in a sitting eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So jumping into fix into especially emsebenzini noma emphakathini, you know, and that can actually drown out ama voices wabantu besifazane instead of amplifying them. So real support, it actually starts with listening first and then taking action based on what has been said.
Mhlambe mangasubanike nje 3 tips to better allies to abantu besifazane imaphi lawo sesivala last but not least.
Number 1, listen.
Ish.
And not listen. Just listen, understand.
Listen and understand.
Listen and understand
to abantu besifazane.
Yes.
I love that.
Number 2 is to speak up when it matters, when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable. And then number 3, if you have a seat at the table, make sure that a woman has one too. Yeah, we have to be open to allowing each one of us to grow.
Yeah.
And we only grow by uplifting each other.
Thula masekhenda sesele nje sesivala usuzoyibongela nawe for getting this opportunity. What advice would you give them?
So my advice is that under your influence to open. Use your influence to open doors, my apologies, and not just to close them. You know, being an ally is a one-time thing. It's just a one-time thing, but actively engaging is a daily choice. Call out unfair systems because they are there. We know them. Learn continuously. Engage with women's experiences, you know, through talks like these. Or even social media, there's different platforms that you can use to understand AMA barriers, like sexism that still exists in these times, you know. So allyship means actively clearing the path for women to actually lead.
Sana Sethu, we thank you so much for your time. God bless you. You've spoken wonderful words. I hope umlaleli lapha ekhaya khona kuxoshile khona kufundile. Siyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho.
Ngiyabonga.
Ngithande nje amazwi akho lapho sothi
This is an MUT Radio podcast.